And who knows if that's even going to make it into the broadcast, because YouTube, for some reason, is able to reach out into the past and grab something that I just said and broadcast it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Something about the
really
connection
hope they don't
between...
hear what I said about them.
It's mostly Jeannie that has to worry about what it is specifically that you said specifically about her morning baking.
I didn't mean it derogatorily.
I know you didn't. Hey, everybody, how's the sound? Let me know how the sound's going this morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's loosey-goosey. Another day without my mama. Another days for dummies. Sans mama cat.
Yeah.
And as such, I feel even
we
less
all
organized.
Know, who we all know is truly the, you know, authoritarian.
You know, she's the person I feel like I really have to impress. You know, she's my mom. You know, I have to make her proud. It's easy to do, but also at the same time.
I was going to say, yeah, you're breathing in and out continuously. She's proud.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, let's do the introductions. Hey, everybody, get on out of that student union. Come on in. The lecture hall doors are open. We've got a lot to talk about here at Salem University for Days for Dummies. Let's do attendance. Mama Cat, he ain't here today.
No,
she is
going
to
reflect in her final grade.
But you know what? It's not like she cut. You know, she sent the email. She let the professor know.
Yeah, well,
she still did the assignment.
Well,
just the oral presentation.
The assignment is to be here.
I won't touch the microphone.
How can
today,
she
Kelly,
orally present if she's not present?
You're right. You're right. We're just going to have to rely on the group grade. But she ain't here. I'm here, though. Hey, everybody. It's me, Matt. Hi. 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 And of course, we have Professor Angela as well.
Yes. I am here.
Yes.
I am here.
Yes. Hi. 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 Hey, Blink. Hey, everybody. It's not just us. We got Cheryl. Cheryl, your moderator, Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl. Jeannie, of course, is here, which is why I picked on her specifically about the baking.
I know, but we love Jeannie.
We do. We do. Blink is here wondering when the GH show is. That's going to be this afternoon. But stick around. We'll talk about days.
Very, very early. We like that. That is...
All right, Blink. We'll see you later for GH. It's all right. Not everybody's a big fan of Days of Our Lives. Sometimes people just don't care. There's a number of people
That's
that true. I know that don't like soaps, are not invested in soaps, and they're like, we've heard your podcast, it sounds great, we enjoy your energy, but we have no emotional tie to the topic whatsoever, so we can't listen.
Oh, well, with my siblings and stuff, with my new podcast and stuff like that, I told them, I'm like, I know you guys don't watch the soaps, it's okay, just put it on while you're doing dishes, and you can have it on mute, just play it.
Yeah, just say,
I want the
Alexa,
I want the engagement.
Play the Petty Prattle Podcast.
Petty Prattle Podcast.
Play
yes.
It. Play it. Play it. I haven't updated our Blackboard yet, but I will. I will.
Yes.
I will.
Hi, Cheryl. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Happy St. Patrick's
Day. Hope of the morning
Day.
To you.
You know, it's sad. It's a sad to say. It's a somber St. Patrick's Day for me because of the recent loss that we had this week. Of a legendary soap star from All My Children.
Yes.
Father Clarence, who I don't know if he was Irish, but he had some sort of European accent that wasn't German. He could have been Scottish. I get those mixed up all the time. But I'm going to say that he was our kindly Irish pastor. They're performing miracles a lot during Christmas. Mom and I used to just love it. We would look forward to Father Clarence's appearances. And when he did, he always had, like, the sage advice. He brought Kendall and Zach back together. He brought Natalie to the window to spy on her family. Like, I'm surprised he didn't bring Angie's vision back. No,
well,
that was just the power of Dr. David Hayward.
Yes. Yes, he was a throwback to, you know, when the kindly priest didn't, you know, conjure pictures of
right. Well,
poor abused choir, you know, altar boys.
And as we go on, we're gonna lose fewer people like Father Clarence to give us those warm and fuzzies. And we'll just cross our fingers that the future is safe for everybody to follow their
no more deaths ever
passions.
To anybody. Yes.
Disturbed.
Oh, how many weeks ago was Harris shot? It's like what, 27, 84, somewhere in there at this point.
Harris was shot? It's been like
A long time. Well, he was
4 weeks.
shot. I think it was a little, wasn't it like the first week of sweeps?
No, because he was
I
only
thought they
laid out in
kicked
bed
off
for a few
sweeps if they
days.
shot it.
So he got
No, he
shot. So
wasn't.
he
He was
got
in the
shot.
bed for.
So he pretty much got shot in about the time for the fans of Days of Our Lives to wonder if that was the end of Harris because Jason was showing back up. So it was within 1 or 2 weeks of Jason reappearing last Monday. That's what I feel. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Who
I'm
asked?
checking it. I've got the other computer logged up right
Well, I was
here,
asking if it
and
mattered. I don't know if it does. What? I mean,
February 12th.
he's recovered.
So it's February 12th, so a
February
little over a
12th?
month ago.
Yeah, a little over a month. So yeah, like I said, 4 weeks. Like, oh, I was so right. Look at me. Oh wait, that's more than 4 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. 5 weeks. 5 weeks. Anyway, so why do we need to know? Is it?
Kelly asked.
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly
He's
wanted to know. Kelly in the
fine.
chat said, Angela,
He's okay.
Angela, when was Harris shot? And I, this is a classroom setting.
And she'll have
And
to
there
answer.
are no stupid questions asked by anybody except you.
Wow, that's vicious. I don't know what I did to earn
I'm
that.
kidding.
I'm not going to
I'm
sit in front of the
kidding.
class anymore if this is the abuse that I'm going to be taking from the teacher.
You think I can't abuse you in the back of the class?
Oh, you'd probably be able to do it
Come
easier
on.
because I couldn't hear you as well. Get away with more. So yeah, like 5 weeks ago, he's fine. He's totally okay. The bullet hole transferred over to Jason Morgan. But
And migrated south and to a little down and to the left.
but Steve Burton
It's like
enjoys
that
playing
magic
characters who
bullet.
are shot. So, good to him. He likes to be the action hero. He likes to be the underdog, I guess. I like how this isn't GH. This isn't Days as GH. But we're talking about an actor who's on both shows right now, so it works.
And it's really fun. And Jeannie's right. We see Harris and Jason both nursing gunshot wounds. And both Carlys, you're tending to them.
It
I'm telling you, guys, Charlie transcends the soap opera
really
multiverse.
does. It
Their
really does.
love is, their love cannot be contained to one show.
Oh my goodness. I'm sad that we don't have Billy Miller available to show up on a soap with Sarah Joy Brown and start a romance on Young and the Restless with her or something. That would have been just ideal when it comes to the Jarley
Or
multiverse.
even, you know, Steve Burton.
Why not? He's like Chris Hemsworth
He was
in the
on Young and the
MCU.
Restless before.
You know the MCU, those superhero things. Right now they're doing the big multiverse thing. And of course, fans of soaps know and love the MCU because our own Frank Moran of the GH Mini Spotlight works or had worked on one of their shows. Anyway, they're doing a big multiverse thing.
Oh my God.
Chris
I think I
Hemsworth.
see another unicorn.
Oh,
Go ahead.
yeah.
Sorry.
Chris Hemsworth shows up
I
all the
spotted a
time.
unicorn in our chat.
Okay, we will spotlight the unicorn here in a moment with
Okay, you finish your thought.
with a
Go ahead.
rainbow light
Go ahead,
bulb.
finish your thought.
Anyway, well, now it's ruined because it took so long. But basically, I was saying that Thor always has the same face, but that's not the case for everybody else. And so we're gonna have Steve Burton all over the shows with all of the different versions of Carly. And that was my whole point, but it took too long to get there, so now there's no power.
It's okay.
It's fine. Another
So
unicorn, huh?
so Blink hasn't left. And Blink
Oh.
said, well, if there's Jason Morgan, Carly Spencer talk, maybe I should stay. So years ago, a long time ago, Steve Burton made a joke about Charlie fans being unicorn. You know, just a thing of myth. Mythological. So the Jarly fandom has co-opted this. And we call each other and ourselves unicorns. And anytime we see another Jarly fan, we're like, oh, another unicorn. We've even found out what they call a herd of unicorns. It's called a blessing.
A murder.
A herd of, no, that's
I
crows.
know.
A murder of crows. A herd of unicorns is called a blessing, and we have quite the blessing. And I did a unicorn bat signal for us
Right.
as a joke. So Link, if you are a, if you're one of the unicorns, find me on Twitter, because we have a lot of interesting fun things. We just started a really great Google Drive.
Angela is marching forward to the conductor's car of the Jarley
The Jarley
ship,
train.
the Jarley train, the Jarley
Jarley
ship. She's trying
train.
to take the wheel.
We are sailing. Our
Ignore
sails
Lore
are
Wright.
full.
Ignore Steve Burton. They are not the co-captains. No, it is Angela.
It's me and Elizabeth Corte. That's all I'm going to say. Me and Elizabeth Corte are the co-captains of this ship. Anyway,
But
but
you
yes,
also, but the
we
point
are
is,
so excited
yes,
that we have Jarley in the Days universe as
Days
well.
Universe, GH Universe, it doesn't matter. Everywhere you turn, you can see one iteration of
You
Carly.
just, exactly.
But you know, this Carly is if she had, stepped up to the five family situation, didn't step down from it until the entire thing just dissolved around her. That's this version of Ava Carly. Carly Ava. It's like if they were to take Ava Jerome and Carly Spencer and put them together into one person.
Yes. And what a wonderful person that would be.
Well, we get to see it on Days, so yes, of
Deliciously fun.
course.
I know.
She
Yes.
is up to all of the no
So.
good. That's something that I didn't see. I don't know. Listen, this is Days for Dummies. I don't know the show. I don't know these people
He
before.
doesn't know the show.
You know, I don't. I don't.
He
I don't know
doesn't
these
know the show.
people before the first time
If
they
you
show up.
believe nothing else, believe that
They
he
had a
doesn't
couple of
know the
people
show.
on this week. I think one of them was Lonnie, and the other one was some frickin' dude. I have no idea who this frickin' dude was, but everybody knew him. Everybody loved him. He worked for the FBI. He was getting a big
Was he with
promotion.
Lonnie?
Yes.
Lonnie's husband, Eli.
Yeah, see, I don't know who this frickin' dude is, but he was some frickin' dude. He's just some guy that was
A
there this
beautiful
episode.
freaking dude. He's a very pretty dude.
Well, sure, but he was still just some guy to me, just some dude. I don't know who he is. He could have been on for 15 years, for all I know.
It's Lonnie's husband, but now you know. Now we've taught you something. We've actually
Days for
taught something.
Dummies. But anyway, that you know.
Come for the days, pay for the dummies.
Yeah. But yeah, he was some dude. But congratulations. With a touch of Selena Wu, says Blink. So maybe Blink's watching more Days of Our Lives than they're letting on. Blink. Admit it. Days is your secret passion.
Cheryl, do you mean us streaming this on Rumble? You'd have to talk to Matt about that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either. I mean, I know that Tony has been putting our podcasts up on Spotify and all of that other stuff. We haven't done any lives yet, but we're probably going to do our first live on Monday, because if because you know we're getting with what we're getting with Harris Nava on Monday, we're gonna do a live. But yeah, I don't know what Rumble is. I'll have to check into that before tomorrow. With a touch of Selena Wu, yeah,
Yes,
it's
yes, yes. Hello,
yeah.
JoJo. Welcome to the show, JoJo. Spotlight on you, JoJo. Are you or are you not a unicorn?
JoJo's like, I have no idea.
Eli is Julie's grandson, says Jeannie, who we only met a couple years ago or so. So he hasn't been on 15 years. This isn't a legendary character, but this is just some
No.
dude. And I thought Lonnie was in jail, so I don't know what's going on there.
She was released.
So is that what this whole
She was
thing was? She was
released.
released and Eli came to come pick her up at the same
Well,
time
yes.
that
Well,
Tully
Eli
met Abe.
moved him and the kids close to the prison she was in.
Boy, because she didn't do it
And
or
was working
whatever.
for
She did do it.
how long has Matt been watching Days? Sometimes it seems Matt started watching Days right before we started this podcast,
Yeah,
right?
so yeah, like 2 or 3
About a
weeks.
month before we start, yeah, a couple weeks
The
before we
first
started
thing I can tell
the
you, I
podcast.
remember it stands out in my mind. There's two episodes that stand out as my first Days of Our Lives episode. There was one like a year ago where Eric was sad hanging outside his bar, and like the whole flippin' episode was this guy's lamenting conversation about whatever the hell was going on in his life to some other character that was on the show. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't tell you who's in the scene because I didn't know at the time who these people were. And the only reason I knew who Eric is or recognized that that's the character who was doing it is because he's Greg Vaughn.
He's Greg Vaughn
You know?
of General Hospital fame.
Right. So if it
So
wasn't for
you
that,
recognize him, and
if it wasn't for
yes.
that, then I probably wouldn't even remember who the character was that was having a really bad day outside the bar. So that was one. But the one that sunk me in, the one that made me go, I need to watch this show and see where it goes and see what happens, is
Hold on. Let me guess. It's one of two characters. Am I either Rachel or John Black?
well, I didn't meet John Black until like 2 weeks after because he's not on all the
So was it
time.
Rachel that dragged you in?
It was Leo and Rachel. Okay,
Oh,
I
okay.
say Rachel, but I really mean Brady and Kristen. And I say Rachel because it's funny, but I
Yeah.
really mean Brady and Kristen. And then
Oh, God.
Leo and
Yes.
Dimitri, because the episode that I watched, Brady and Kristen argued. It was fun. It was enjoyable. Clearly, there was something going on with Rachel who snuck out of camp, right? Snuck into the
What a
house.
ride share.
Kristen was hiding her, you know, so that was going on. And then
Yeah.
Dimitri was wooing Gwen, but then was also like, hey, Leo, let's bone. And he's like, oh, so now you're just trying to get me in bed to shut me up over this thing that I found you doing. And he's like, nah, buddy, I'm gay. And so they boned, right? And then at the end of the episode, Leo kind of like propped himself up in the bed and he's like, so I guess we got to get married. And I'm like, what is this show?
Where has this been all my life?
What is this random nonsense that they're splashing onto my TV? Where is the real world in this? So this is as Drake Ramore on Friends as you could possibly get. And so I couldn't stop watching. I hope that
Cheryl
answers
asked
your
what happened
question.
to Greg Vaughn.
What happened to him?
Cheryl
Oh,
asked what happened to Greg
I
Vaughn.
don't know specifically.
Altitude sickness. He said it
Altitude.
was he was out he was doing some hiking with his son. They were on vacation. He was doing some climbing and he got altitude sickness, which is a really big deal. It's a really big deal, and he ended up in the hospital with it. So, but he's on the mend.
Yeah, I got that. I thought it was some sort of
And
heart thing. But whatever. Look at that. Blink hasn't left. Blink was just trying to get attention. Me like, oh, you're not talking about GH. I'm out of here. But then they stuck around.
no, we you know, it's like the mob. Just when I think I'm out,
They
they pull
draw
me
me
back
back
in.
in.
Yes.
That's what I need. I need
Yeah.
John Black's fantasies, Godfather fantasy. If they did, if I didn't live this life, if I was just breaking people out of prison my whole life, this is what it could have been. They bring me back. And we need Al Pacino. Is Al Pacino available?
Can you imagine if something happened and for some reason John Black was forced into taking over the Salem, the previously unknown Salem mob?
Just undercover.
No,
No. I want
he
an
has to
undercover.
do it and do it for real. It's not that he wants to, but it's the only way.
We're gonna write it on a board and we're gonna workshop this idea.
We're gonna workshop it. We're
We're
gonna
gonna workshop it. We're
manifest
gonna
it
make it
into
amazing, and we're gonna run
existence.
it by Drake and see what he has to say. Because let's be honest here, we've been writing for the show for only about 2 or 3 years. He's been on it since like 1984, if not earlier. He probably has a better idea of what has worked and what hasn't worked than us, who is just coming straight onto the job without any soap writing experience. So let's just run it by Drake. Not Deidre, though. She vetoes everything. I don't know if you noticed that. She doesn't really want to do much. She's like, give me another scene where I tell somebody that they're going to be okay.
Well, that's what she does. Listen, she's Doc. It's what she does. And I mean, I'm sorry, anybody else longing for a little bit more? I just need another hit of body and soul.
Yeah, I know. You miss the soap within the soap.
Just,
But
yeah, I
now
need
that
just
Abe
another
has his,
hit of it.
you know, now that Abe has his memory back, he's not going to be watching it as much.
True, but everybody else watches it. They talk about it. They need
They do. They
more,
just need to
more,
sit there.
more.
Just sit there, camp there. We talked about it last week or the week before with Tony, I think is what we talked about. Saying then just do it. Just do the Beyond Salem Heart and Soul Edition.
Body
Body
and
and Soul
soul.
Edition.
Yes. Okay. But Days of Our Lives this week, there's a pressing question on the tip of everyone's tongue.
Oh, I feel like I didn't do my homework then.
I think we all know you didn't do your homework.
I watched it actually.
How legally binding is those wedding vows? And if they were legally binding, did the fact that the two of them kind of died and had to be revived free them both?
Well, I
Need
mean,
to
was there an
know.
officiant and a witness?
Well, with God as their witness.
Okay, all right, but what about an officiant? Well, I guess, here's the thing. Here's the thing. So you can be marriage wasn't always a legal thing, it was a union, of people and animal. Maybe it was always a legal thing.
No, marriage started out as a business arrangement. That's it started out as a legal contract business arrangement thing.
So
We screwed up by adding the romance later.
let's so my whole point, whether I can point to historical accuracies and facts, my whole point is there's the marriage of the heart and the marriage that the government recognizes. So, they could be totally married under the eyes of the Lord, but the government of the United States is like, nah, you two still single, file separately.
Okay, so Blink wanted to know. Okay, this two store characters were replaced by people that looked with the like looked them. All right, so you're talking about Paulina and Bonnie, both played by the same actress. Paulina was, you know him as Ned on GH, but on Days of Our Lives, he's Justin Kitiakis. And Adrian was the love of his life. They were one of the, super couples of days gone by.
Adrian.
The show killed off Adrian. And then they brought on Bonnie as her doppelganger. And Justin ended up falling in love with her.
Well, congratulations, Justin Kiriakis.
Yes. And Deidre Hall played two characters as well. She played Marlena and Hattie.
And the devil.
Yes. And Hattie has posed as Marlena before and been, but yeah, Deidre Hall played both of those characters.
Well, there you go.
So.
But when it comes down to it, Blink, I gotta be honest with you, okay? If you see one face of Days of Our Lives, there's probably two or three characters that they played. Okay. We got
Well, I
Robert Scott
mean,
Wilson, he's played two. We've got Blake
Alex
Ferris,
and
he's played
Ben.
two.
Nope. Well, I mean, technically three if you count
Well, there you go. Three.
Everett. There
Three.
you go.
It
Bobby
was
Everett,
Bobby
Nick.
Everett and whoever the other
Yeah.
person was.
And actually, Blake Barris also played the heavenly guy when Kate and Marlena and
Well,
Kayla
there you
died.
go. Days
And
of
he
Our
was
Lives
their
fans have been
entry. He was like
confused over who
Saint
Blake
Peter at the
Barris is
gate.
supposed to be for ages.
Yes.
We've even worked it into the script that Blake Barris's character doesn't even know who he is. So, no, those are my only two
Breaking the
examples
fourth
that
wall or something with that one. Yeah.
I. Those are the only two
Yeah.
examples that I have right now, though. So,
Okay.
I'm sure
Okay.
there's more.
Well, I
Stefan,
mean,
Stefan Cassadine, or not Cassadine, Stefan O'Demiro.
Stefan, yes, also played his twin brother Jake.
Boom, boom, boom. Hey.
And yeah, and trying to think.
I'm sure Jake Drake Hogeston at some point. Well, he played Roman. Look at that. No,
Yeah, he
he.
well,
Well,
he thought he was Roman.
he's had one
Right.
solid character lifetime, though. He thought he was Roman,
Yeah.
realized he was John, had a road
Yeah.
John moment where he was like, "I guess that I'm both men."
Oh yeah, Kristen also plays Susan
Oh yes, yes,
Banks.
yes,
And
yes.
the original Kristen also played Sister Mary Mora and Thomas Banks. So at one point, she was playing four characters.
Boom. Boom. Look at that. My
So there's
point
that.
continues to be supported.
Yes. And they also, Days also has this thing where they, make them other people in alternate universes, like Kayla and Patch were Gideon and what's her face? From the diary.
Anne Frank?
No, wrong diary.
Oh.
They found this old Revolutionary War, not Revolutionary, Civil War diary of this couple and, flashbacked into them being them. It was Gideon. Anybody remember who it was? Gideon and
Jeannie, we need you.
I'm gonna.
Hey, everybody. So, hey, you know, Chandra, excuse me, Cheryl has asked
and
about.
Then we have the heart and soul.
Oh, yes, all the heart and soul characters. Yes.
Body and soul. Just visit a wiki. Saying heart and
you
soul.
Know, visit a wiki. You'll get a whole list of all the characters that an actor's played. Cheryl wants to know, where's Chandra?
Emily and Gideon.
Where's Chandra?
Emily and Gideon.
That's what Cheryl wants to know. Where the heck is Chandra? Chandra is knee deep in basketball season is what it is. And what happens is they love to play basketball games on Sunday mornings, it seems. So it's like go to church and then enjoy basketball. So she's doing that. She I think she said she pulls the tickets. She tears the tickets at the door. But she volunteers. Okay. She gives her time to her nibblings. Look that word up.
Mm-hmm.
She volunteers her time to the local basketball league, and it just steps on the 10th floor podcast network, but that's all right. We find a way to go on without her.
We do.
We
sad.
Figure it out. Because without her,
but
I'm
it's
not
really
be,
what she'd want.
It is. I mean, I get emails from her on a regular basis giving me updates.
You must go on.
We have to. I mean,
you
I would love to wait for Chandra, but the rest of you deserve us just as much. I mean, after a long, hard week of watching these shows and having your life, you have to be able to sit down, throw your head back, relax, and listen to the sultry and smooth sounds.
Dulcet tones.
That only come out when I'm doing a broadcast. This isn't how I usually talk.
Well, Blink, right now, Days is still in the Scabs writing because they filmed 6 to 8 months in advance. So we're in the Scabs writing on Days for a couple more months. Ron was getting a little bottom of the barrel before. I didn't hate it, but it wasn't the best. There were a few things that were real promising. But I have a feeling he's going to come back like gangbusters because he had that break.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, time to refresh, time to think up some really great storylines. And I think we're going to have some good stuff coming up when he comes
back.
So
what's great and what's scary, sort of all mixed up at the same time, is how much, how hot the fire of soaps kind of is burning at the moment. Now, I'm not saying it's a roaring, you know, like wildfire or anything like that.
I am. I think it's approaching that.
In comparison to what it's been, absolutely. But, you know, we're talking like, you know, I've turned my stove up from like 3 and now we're at 6 or 7. There's still 2 numbers to go. but there's a little bit of at least on the Hollywood side of things. We'll see when it splashes over into extra fandom. But there's a new soap coming. We have, you know, what was it, a 3-year renewal for Young and the Restless. We have General Hospital clearly picking up their skirt and running faster. I don't know what reference to make. I don't know what metaphor to use.
In January at the, I can't remember what anything's called right now, but they do this thing every year where the networks put on a little showcase for the advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of ABC gave a few interviews and talked about how committed they are to General Hospital. I mean, now with the news breaking about the gates coming to CBS, it makes sense why they were really plugging GH.
So,
you know, because, you know, they wanted to, you know, keep their hat in the game.
Mm-hmm. So we got CBS coming out with a new soap. They're going to have 3 now. We have ABC reinvesting in, thank you very much for your donation, Kelly. Don't let her do it alone, folks. If you want to contribute to the show, you absolutely can through Super Chat. So we get the gates coming out. That's going to be 3 soaps on CBS. CBS is the old person's network. I totally get it. ABC clearly doubling their investment in the resources, the attention. They built another set at some point, you know, so maybe they got some money. Like, who has a home now? Valentine has a home now. Leaving poor Days of Our Lives kind of flapping in the breeze because they're 6 months
behind. Yeah, but they're doing
behind.
Well. I know, but they're doing so, they are doing very well on Peacock. They are. And I know that we don't see the ratings from the streamers.
We don't.
But the fact that they gave them a 2-year pickup, they are investing money in the show.
That's good, but they're just not doing well
They
right
really
now.
are.
And that's my
Well,
issue.
I mean,
That's my only hesitation is because of the massive amount of time that they have. It protected them from the COVID break. It protects them from having to shut down because of strikes, all that kind of stuff, which is wonderful. But also at the same time, it really slows down their reaction time.
Yes. But the thing is, though, is that while like a lot of the sh you like ABC is, talking about being invested in GH, and they are, but they were before they said it as well.
Well, now they're
General
more.
Hospital makes money.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that it's even that it's
It's
more
more
as much
public.
as it's public. General Hospital makes money, which is why it's still on the air. And that's the same for all of the shows. I'm not sure. There's been a lot of cries for One Life to Live and All My Children to come back. And I mean, I know that Kelly Ripa very, very badly wants to do a revival of All My Children. My gut says there is a chance that something could happen.
My gut says there's more likely a
More so than there ever has been.
I foresee the better decision. Now, maybe this is just me being a fanboy, but I foresee the better decision not being prime time once a week, Pine
Yeah,
Valley,
no,
because
that's what
I
I'm
think
saying is
that
that
prime time audiences aren't going to take that, but not without
I agree.
such a massive retooling that it doesn't even resemble the source material. However,
Right.
a 3 to 5
I could see
day
them.
revival of All My Children,
I could see them putting All My Children back. I really, really,
they
really
would
could.
have to use Erica
I
Kane.
could. See, I don't know that Susan Lucci would want to come back to lead the show,
No.
but she would definitely come back in some capacity
She'd be
for
the
it because
Mona.
she wants it as well.
She'd be the Mona.
I really could see it. I really, really could.
See, and
And I
Blink is
mean,
saying, oh, there's always buzz about One Life to Live. Here's the thing, though. I know that One Life to Live was really popular. I think All My Children beat it, though.
and here's another thing about One Life to Live. Frank headed up One Life to Live. They're not going to let him leave GH. They like him where
There's
he
been other
is.
people who ran that show.
Right, but he was, the thing is that he considers that show his baby.
He can consider it his baby every day of his life, and that doesn't make it
Right,
his
but
baby.
they're not going to, the thing is that if they were to revive One Life to Live, he would want to go back to One
Well,
Life
he
to Live.
could want all he
And they,
wants.
right, but they're not, they don't want to make him unhappy. But I mean, I've heard a lot of people want One Life to Live. I think All My Children is the better one for them to revive.
I think that All My Children, just in my experience. Now, again, it's my experience. Your life is different than my life, which is different than Cheryl's life, which is different than Blink's life. But in my experience, All My Children had the bigger the draw, the bigger pull, the more momentum than One Life to Live had.
Absolutely. And the whole Erica Kane thing would be really big right now. And the thing about I never, I mean, I have watched every single soap. One Life to Live and All My Children were never mainstays for me. So I have no horse in the race. I watched them both. There were things I liked on both of them. I never watched either of them consistently. I kept up with them, but that was it. So I have no horse in the
I
race.
wish I could tell you what
I
it is
just
about All
think
My Children
from,
that was so amazing, but I
yeah,
loved it.
that's the thing, is that it's just, I really think All My Children would fit more into a resurgence of soaps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
And
totally get it.
Procter and Gamble getting back into the soap game with the Gates is all kinds of delicious to
Soon
me.
enough, Johnson and Johnson's gonna be back in there.
I mean,
Tide even.
it's not even that. It's that, it was always said that when they got out of the soap game, they destroyed all their old tapes.
Okay.
That's why they could never release any of that stuff. So now everybody's like, what?
There
Now,
just wasn't that sort of foresight back in the tape era, you
true.
know.
Now, if I could have one soap opera back, I would choose across all the genres that we have lost. It's actually tied for two with me, and this is just my personal loves of them. Either Guiding Light, and the main thing with the Guiding Light one is that they started out as a radio show, and I love that about them, that they predated television. But I would also kill for Another World back.
See, that's interesting because those are two incredibly popular, no longer airing soaps. I hear so much about Guiding Light and so much about Another World, and those were shows that I was never exposed to when I was younger because we were an ABC family. Now, if those shows
No,
were on
not Ryan's
ABCs, we
Hope.
just didn't watch it.
The thing with Passions is
Passions, I
that
think, burned out.
Passions burned out. That's the thing. And it was fun, but it was never going to be a longevity thing. I mean, I love Santa Barbara too,
But then again,
but I don't know that that one could
it's been
even
20
really,
years
I
since
think.
Passions ended, though, which means that you could reboot it and do it again and get another
You
two,
could.
3 years out of it.
You absolutely could.
Poor
But
Charles'
I would
storyline
love,
changed every 3 months.
Another World would get NBC back into the soap game if they were interested. I don't know that they are. I mean,
They
Days
might
is
just be
doing very well
happy
on Peacock.
with their Peacock
Right.
placement with Days.
Right. I'm interested to see where the Boulevard land lands and what ends up with that.
Is that going to be online?
It's a streamer.
Yeah, okay.
They don't know which streamer it's going to be yet, but they're marketing it to streamers.
Interesting. Interesting to announce the show
Yes.
without having a home yet.
Yeah.
Dangerous. Risky. At
Yeah.
the very least, you could put it on YouTube.
And another thing, though, is that, with bringing All My Children back, is that All My Children was also entwined into the Loving Universe and the City. You know what I mean? And all of that stuff.
Well, the
There's
city
just
was
a
kind
lot
of.
more.
This wasn't the city like this middle soap in between General Hospital and All My Children, like Tracy was on it, you know, and then also
Yeah.
Angie or something, like.
Yeah, it was, so there are more tentacle options like there with All My Children. So,
Well, so
and
really when it comes down
another
to it too.
one, As the World Turns is another one, but see, As the World Turns, and this is my thing with Guiding Light, As the World Turns, and One Life to Live, is that they were soaps and they soaped and they were great, but it was different.
It was
It was
different.
different. And yeah, so.
Well, Blink remembers their afternoon block. It was All My Children into One Life to Live into General Hospital into Oprah, and it was just the most amazing afternoon of all time for broadcast TV on ABC for Blink. I think that we lost that because of well, one, money. Putting on a talk show is way cheaper. And number two, I just feel like as time has gone on, people were just not as home as often. Latchkey kids.
Although now would also be a great time for the resurgence with soaps because streaming, DVR, you know what I mean?
So
You
listen,
don't have
man.
to remember to set the damn VCR every day.
Exactly. And so that time of it being inconveniently challenging to watch is gone for pretty much everything. Like nothing is inconvenient to watch anymore, not even theatrical releases. You could play that on Amazon within a couple of weeks of them showing up in the movie theater. So it's easy to stack this stuff, record it, stream it, all that kind of stuff. And I have been talking until I am blue in the flipping face on these podcasts, and I know longtime listeners will agree that I have not shut up about this. Streaming is the future. Streaming and soaps go hand in hand because of the binge mentality that exists in people who stream their content. Even me, old school guy, used to be use a VCR. I am from the 80s. I predate streaming. I predate most of the internet. But I still binge. Something drops and I watch the whole thing. I watch, if it's available, I'll watch it all. Why? Because that's just what we're programmed to do now. So if you could have something new 5 days a week for a binge fan to come and put on TV as soon as they get home from work while they're doing their dishes and thinking about dinner, oh my God, huge success. Angela
If they
agrees.
could, yes. And if they could find a way to entice a younger generation into it, because they are the binge watching generation. They don't want to watch anything one at a time.
We're
And
gonna
this gives them content upon content upon content. We just have to find a way to reel them in.
So the Gates is gonna be
The shoe was a massive mistake. The shoe was such a mistake.
I want to be clear on my theory on the chew, okay? I don't think that they invented the chew and went, great, this is a wonderful replacement for All My Children. I think that they were
Right.
canceling All My Children and went, oh crap, what are we going to put in its place?
Well, no, I mean, they. It wasn't a rash decision, but Franz wanted out of the soap business except for GH. He didn't want to carry all three. And he thought, because, I mean, GH. All My Children and One Life to Live weren't really making money anymore, and GH was carrying the entire daytime lineup. Franz decided, let's cut the dead weight and let's do this talk show. It'll be great. People will love it. Franz was a moron on so many levels.
This is the network president.
Yeah, he was just an. I
He's
can.
just a dumb dumb. He made some dumb choices there in the what was it,
Yeah.
2011, 2012, 14 era. I don't remember exactly.
He can.
Jakarius would know.
Shakari's here.
No. I think he's
Okay.
avoiding you, Angela.
He made a lot of mistakes. I mean, he was pretty much just a walking mistakes. And he miscalculated badly. He should. I
Well, ABC's
understand,
daytime lineup is just ruined now.
and I mean, GH is still its highest rated thing, still the only thing making money.
Maybe I think
I mean, how
the
much more
View
Good Morning
pulls in a
America
couple
can
of
they
more,
possibly ask?
the View pulls in a couple more eyeballs than GH, but that's it.
But not even in the demographic,
The
in the
demographic.
desired
GH is
demographics.
demographic,
Right.
what's his real last name? I'm not telling you my real last name. You don't
Whose
get
real
to
last
know.
name?
It's a secret hold back from my past. I guess we should probably go back to talking about Days of Our Lives before we run out of time, huh?
Well,
Because we didn't talk about Clyde breaking out of jail on the lam. We didn't talk about Ava and Ava just being evil. Well, I did it, okay? We did it. He's out of jail. Go get lost,
wasn't
old
being
guys.
evil. She was trying to save her son. A mother's love.
Tate apparently is just getting in more trouble for something. I don't really know what he did extra. Did he break out? I know that he visited Holly, which apparently was a big no-no, but I don't know what he did because they're like, oh, extra charges. What are you doing? Oh, you're a bad kid. I'm like, what'd he do?
Yeah, because he's at the halfway house.
So he left
So
the
he didn't
halfway
actually
house
have
and
to
now they're like, oh,
freak
you're a
out,
bad
but he
kid.
left the halfway house without
Got it.
and went to his victim.
Got it, got it,
And
got it.
freaking Holly. It freaking Holly. Yeah, Franz is his last name. He was Brian Franz. He was the head of ABC Daytime.
Oh, apparently they still have to pay Erica Slezak a lot of money as well. So there you go.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, One Life to Live is never coming back
With
because if they
Prospect
do,
Park, yeah,
they have to pay
Prospect
Erica
Park
Slezak.
was, yeah. And what a lot of people don't know also is that they canceled All My Children, One Life to Live, and they made the plans to put them online. And it was also going to be when a little while after that, the plans were for General Hospital to follow them online.
Prospect Park
And
dropped the
of
ball.
course,
with
Of
that.
course, when all of that collapsed, it was
If
never, it
you
wasn't going to happen.
want an inside look at what happened in from the original plans to take it online, the 2 years it took for it to actually happen, and then the massive flop and failure. We had Vincent Irizarry on the channel in 2022 for an All My Children special, so you can go into the library and take a look at that. During that interview, he talks about that time, and he talks about how awkward the storylines were, how different it was, how too much time had passed between the end of All My Children and the start of the Prospect Park shows for it to work. And also at the same time, it was supposed to happen, within a year, a couple of months of the end of All My Children, but delays because of legalities and other things that they're like the like ground zero of streaming deals. It was like one of the first ones that was done. So they cut a lot of ground and figured out a lot of how it's supposed to work. And as such, it took a long time to do. In that time, all of the momentum went away, all of the creativity went away, and the actors had to continually turn down jobs on other soaps because they were still contracted to doing All My Children. So in the time that David Hayward could have reasonably gone to General Hospital, they legally couldn't, because Vincent Irizarry and that character was contractually owned by another studio doing nothing with it. Just bummer, man.
And ironically, what's really, really funny is that everybody knew about these plans. And this is why Steve Burton left that first time.
Oh.
He didn't want to go on live. He didn't leave for Young and the Restless. He didn't leave to move to Tennessee. He didn't want to be on an online soap.
That's
So he
stupid. I'm
declined to
sorry.
renew.
Sometimes Steve Burton just
What?
makes stupid choices, in my opinion.
Well, true, because then it didn't end up happening. And then he went to Young and the
I'm not
Restless.
even
And
talking like 2020,
honestly,
but just like, oh, I'm
I
not going to be
think
on an
that Young and the
online soap.
Restless, I think, well, I mean, if it had happened, he would have made the right choice because General Hospital would have collapsed just with the whole thing. The whole thing would have come down. And he ended up, I think going to Young and the Restless was the best thing to happen to Steve Burton because it humbled him. It really was. That was when the first change in,
Kind of his outward take on things
yes,
diminished a
we
little
got
bit of his
our
star.
kinder, gentler Steve Burton back because he had been humbled going to Young and the Restless and not being the top dog.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that show was the Jason Morgan, GH was the Jason Morgan show for a long time. And then, of course, he and
Exactly.
Maurice Bernard were very good friends. And at that time, Maurice was not f as focused as he is today on making good choices with his relationships and how he navigated. And a lot
At
of that
that
rubbed
time,
off on
Steve
Mr. Burton,
Burton
I'm
and
sure.
Maurice Bernard used their power behind the scenes to bully and terrorize the rest of their cast. They admit it.
Well, there
They
you go.
admit
And
it.
admitting it is
And that
important.
had, yes, that changed for Burton after his experience on Young and the Restless, when he realized what it was like to not have power.
Maurice needed to battle his internal demons a little longer. Angela says nothing
Someday
about
we'll
it.
get there.
You know,
It's a journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
it's a marathon, not a sprint, and I know that you're not watching a whole lot of State of Mind yet. I know that it had been on your mind to zoom it with some friends.
You don't want my opinions on State of Mind. And believe me, I guarantee you, I've watched enough State of Mind to know that State of Mind is not going to change my opinion on this situation.
Oh, no. I'm not trying to change your mind on anything. The only thing that I was going to say is that he seems awfully honest about
Yes,
what he has
he is.
done,
He.
how he has thought, the ego issues that he has had, the superstar feelings that he's had in the past, and also his free admission that he ain't done and is still a regular battle. And I mean, I see through the lines. The reason why he does State of Mind is so he doesn't have to pay for therapy and just gets to talk.
Well, he's taken for therapy as well because he talks about talking to his therapist about the things
I
that he
very much
does.
get a bipolar anonymous type of feeling from it, where it's just, this is my chance to share, this is my chance to talk about things without
And
having to
it
go
is.
to
And
AA.
I'm not going to bash State of Mind.
There's
The
no reason
intentions behind
to,
State of Mind are good.
know.
You know, my bashes are reserved for the, you know, what it is. But, or not what it is, who, the
Who?
who, not the what. But yes, he does continue to battle those demons, we can say. But, you
Sometimes he
know,
wins,
it's just, it's
sometimes he
all.
loses.
Prospect Park was before its time.
Yeah, it was
It
far
just,
before its
it
time.
wasn't the right landscape.
It was it they just we don't have we didn't have experts at the time. It was such a big ambitious plan to take a 5 day a week show and stick it online without having a prototype to model yourself after.
And online was still such a vague thing to a lot of
Listen,
people,
so I mean
especially the age group of soaps.
I will I was a young man. I was in my 20s still when all this went down. I mean I'm not in my 20s anymore. But I was in my 20s and even I at the time and I get Steve Burns. I was picking on him earlier and he's like I don't want to be in a soap this online show. Oh yeah, in 2010 if your show was online,
12, yeah.
it was not considered viable, good, interesting. It was as if you were doing a YouTube skit.
Exactly. You might as well have been. And I mean, I think about people like my mother's age and stuff. They would not have, you know, even though they religiously watched these soaps, they wouldn't have, you know, it would have been canceled as far as they were concerned.
Even my young self, who was able to navigate the internet as masterfully as I did, was like, how do I even find this thing? Where is it? Because I was familiar with Netflix, but Netflix wasn't streaming. Netflix was still sending the thing, and I'm like, okay, but I'm familiar with YouTube. I know that websites are able to embed videos onto their thing. So is that what this is going to be? Do I just go to a website and click play? How does this work? And ultimately, I lost focus on the fact that it was happening. Then it happened, and I missed all of it. All of
Yeah,
it.
it was just the wrong t the right idea at the wrong time. And then later it's been made to work
Oh,
and it is
absolutely.
working.
Like we
And
have to credit
I
it.
love it.
We really do have to
Yes.
credit their
It
failure in making the landscape
well,
what it
that's
is
the thing.
now.
It's like, you know, Edison said that, you know, he didn't fail making the light bulb 100 times. He learned 100 ways not to do it.
Exactly.
Or
Yeah.
whatever it
You know,
was, a
it's all
thousand,
about
whatever the
POV.
quote is. Right, exactly. You know, you have to, you know, the Wright brothers didn't fly the first time.
No, they barely flew the first time, really.
You know,
But they
but I'm
flew.
saying that, you know what I mean.
Kelly
Yeah,
said her
it's.
problem was buffering. It just kept buffering and buffering. But that's all right. That means that you missed Colby and Dr. Hayward's affair, where Vincent Irizarry was like, I delivered that character. I literally delivered the baby of that character, and they had me starting a romance with her on this show.
Kristen's like, hold my beer.
Every time I see a
Kristen on
picture
Days
of
of Our Lives,
Kristen,
hold my beer.
Kristen's hanging out with John and baby Eric or something like that,
Baby
and
Brady.
baby Brady, and
Baby
then like
Brady.
Sammy was there, right? Like baby Sammy when they were toddlers, and Kristen's still an adult, and I'm like, this woman's 90. This character is 90 years old.
She changed Brady's diapers practically
She
and
is
had his child.
90. There's no way she's not older than John Black. What we're gonna do, we're gonna find out that she's just some like ageless fae
She's
being.
a vampire.
You know,
Vampire?
we're gonna discover something about Kristen. Where she and Susan or whatever her name is are just
Dr. Rolfe.
two aspects of the same personality. They were like split, like they pulled the goofy out of Kristen De
There's
Niro.
a portrait in the DeMira attic
Just
that
holding her
ages
age.
while she does it.
Hey, did you ever see that show Penny Dreadful? You might check it out. I think you might enjoy, I don't know. You might enjoy it. It's very artsy, but also pretty intense. The performances are good. It's kind of fantasy, you know. It's like literary characters put into a TV show. They have like Alan Quatermain is in it, and he's the father of Mina, who was eaten by Dracula. You know, like that. It's that sort of thing.
I'll check it out.
It was enjoyable, but the whole point is they include Dorian Gray in it, and I enjoyed the dude's performance. I enjoyed the dude's face, and I enjoyed just the little character arc that they gave to Dorian Gray in that series, which is why I recommend it. Really, mostly for Dorian Gray. Oh, Anyway,
The
plus
other
half
day,
the.
my therapist recommended a series for me. I don't know what. It's my temp therapist because my regular one's on maternity leave. But I was just like, I've spent since then, since that session on Friday morning, I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what I said to this man that would make him suggest this series to me. It's called Legend of the Galactic Heroes. Really only available on DVD. It's anime,
It's
although there is an
anime.
English dub version available.
Somebody's recommended this one to
And
me.
I'm just sitting there going, have you been playing solitaire every time we've spoken? I'm like, I'm just baffled trying to figure out why he recommended this to me. But here we are.
I have had it on my watch list in the notes in my phone, this Legends of the Galactic Hero thing, for
That
5 years.
is so funny.
For 5 years, somebody recommended it to me,
He
told me a
tells me,
couple of things about it, and I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. Never got to it.
oh, he waxed poetic about this, and I'm just listening to it going, and like the story, when he started with like the storylines and stuff like that, and that sounded, you know, the politics of it and da 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 da. I'm like, all right, that's up my alley. But then it just went off the rails. It's just like, and the funniest thing is he's like, you know, you need to, he started this with, you need to relax this weekend and binge a series. I know just the one you should do. So then, of course, I'm like, oh, where can I find it? He's like, oh, it's probably just on DVD at this point. And I'm like, how am I going to binge this weekend? But okay, tell me about it.
Just buy it on Amazon.
Right?
Cheryl
But
says
yeah, it was bizarre.
that Petey sure got hot on the online reboot of All My Children. If I'm not
Yeah.
mistaken, isn't that Scott Wilson?
Robert Scott Wilson.
Yeah, he played one of the characters on the ANC reboot. I think it was Petey.
Maybe.
He's been breaking new ground with how to physically relate to a woman on soaps his entire career. He
Physically
is,
relate to a woman.
I gotta keep it clean for YouTube. He was the recipient of the very first daytime drinking from a straw. And then he was also a part of the very first daytime enjoyable experience between one man and two women. I don't know how radio DJs do it, honestly. It must be so practiced. Yeah, look at that. I was right. Cheryl says Robert Scott Wilson. So I'm going to trust Cheryl's correct because she knows things. And I don't, which is why I started a
That's why we
podcast called
like
Days for
about
Dummies.
this is why we like this is why we like Cheryl.
Well,
One of
like,
the millions of
we
reasons we love
continue to
Cheryl.
credit the chat for being way smarter than the hosts, at least for 10th floor. Here, Angela's got us all beat.
I don't have you all beat. I just have you beat.
He was also the first male
As long
model
as
on
I have
Price
you
is
beat.
Right. Robert Scott Wilson has never had a percentage of body fat, is what it's turning out.
Well, I mean, the man is a pretty piece of man meat. He's one of those men that should be in a museum
Was
naked.
he wasn't a part of the Playgirl shoot though, huh?
Yes, he was. Of
Oh, he was.
course, he was.
I don't remember. I wrote
Yes,
the
he
article and I
was.
don't remember. I'm just waiting for the magazine to drop. Well, I
He
guess
was.
the online print to press.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually do real magazines anymore.
I don't
I
know. I mean,
think
if anything was going to, it's going to be porn, but.
honestly, 100%, what I feel as though these play magazines should still do is if somebody wants to buy the paper magazine, they should still be able to order a print of it. Just
I agree.
because, a box of magazines in the closet, how old school is that? And what's going to happen, when the nuke goes off and the EMP turns everything out? You can't go to any more hubs.
You're gonna get your porn.
It's got to be from
My
a
father
closet
actually
box.
has, the first, every issue of the first, I think the first 5 years of Playboy. He has the Marilyn Monroe. He has the, yeah, in storage and, you know, some,
He's
yeah.
got it all.
And it's just, I mean, he didn't have them from the day. It's something that he's collected since for reasons
I
passing
mean, so
understanding.
it's
He's had
really
them for
interesting when it
30
comes to that
years.
magazine. I mean, this will be the final topic because clearly we've jumped off of soaps entirely. Because it depends on like the era of the magazine that you have, is like whether or not it's like an interesting artistic collection or just a pile
Yeah.
of smut. You know,
Right.
because oh,
Yeah,
look
as
at
I
the
said, he has
first
like the
year.
first 5 years of episode or issues, so
You know,
it's like a that's a collector's thing.
it's
Yeah.
like, oh, well, this is the original era of the 60s or whatever it was, where, you know, where it was all being invented, where this photography was being invented. And now here's the thing. There was this movie. I remember this movie with Woody Harrelson, The People versus Larry Flint. I remember this movie because it was a part of my Black Box to Scrambler era. And so I saw every freaking movie in 1996 and 1997, everybody. I have seen every movie from those 2 years. So that was on. I saw it, and that was about the other magazine, not the Play magazine, but the Hustle
Yes.
magazine. Uh,
Hustler.
and and that guy was pretty slimy. I don't know how slimy Hugh Hefner was. I need the
Hugh
Hugh
Hefner was
Hefner movie.
incredibly slimy and groomer and just a piece of absolute crap. I have no problem with porn. I have no problem with smut, consenting adults, whatever. But these two men were just absolute dumpster fires,
Nasty
both of them.
people. But I'd be curious to see the Hugh Hefner movie, because they didn't depict Larry Flint as a good person in that movie
No.
with Woody
No.
Harrelson.
Yeah.
But I remember, I mean, I'm bringing it up also because I remember a part of that movie was like them being like, hey, Larry, your content is like, what the F is this stuff compared to what Hugh's doing, man? Like, tone it down,
Yeah.
buddy.
And he's like, no,
No,
shan't.
I shan't. As a matter of fact, I'm
Nope.
going to print more letters that are sent in. Anyway, Cheryl agrees. That old man was disgusting.
Yes.
They're all disgusting old men. I'm
Why are
sorry.
men? That's the question. Why are men?
I don't know.
Just
And
kidding.
why must I be so attracted to them? Anyway, folks, the question of the day was, would you have told John Black the secret a long time ago? And 75% of people who have decided to participate in the poll said yes, they would have told him a long time ago.
I'm really upset that they had Steve not tell him, that it was Steve that didn't tell him this. I would have preferred that it be him and John and Steve uncovering the secret about John's past that Constantine was holding, and Steve not have known this whole time. I'm a big believer. If it happened on screen, it's canon, and we're stuck with it.
Yes. What
But I'm sad.
about this particular killing is so hurtful to John Black, other than I killed somebody of without my own mind? Like, I get that part.
I don't know.
Because he's
I'm not
really
sure.
broken up about this, and I'm curious as to why. And if this is a normal reaction for John when he learns about something
And
he
it
did when he
also
was the
might have
pawn.
been that, I mean, it might have been that she was totally innocent. It wasn't like sending him after a bad guy. You know, because all of those, you know, all of Victor's guys and Stefano's, you know, all of them, it was just bad guys. It's like mobsters killing other mobsters.
Right.
You know, but she was probably
I
like, I think she was an
believe
innocent.
she was an innocent. You
Who are you,
took her from
Constantine
me.
now? Oh, okay.
I was doing Constantine.
Okay. Well, I mean, the raspy at the moment first, I always see you. I figure your go-to is
They're
John.
all so raspy on the show. Like, Steve is the only one that's not raspy. He's still so smooth. So smooth. Hey, baby girl. Hey. Like, if I was John
The
Black,
raspiness has it, the raspiness escapes the eye cavity.
I saw, you know, if I walked in on Steve hanging out with Marlena quietly, alone, him talking to her about something that she was just completely drawn into, I wouldn't be like, you told my wife. I'd be like, get away from my wife.
Gonna have to leave room for Jesus, you two. Leave room for Jesus.
Least leave
Or
room
no,
for
leave
me.
room for the Holy Spirit. That's
Leave
what the
room for
nuns used to
Roman
tell us
so
when
he
we
can say more
separated
mean
us.
things to Marlena and rough her up. I think that's what happened. From these clips, it really seems like Roman was just a royal piece of work.
Yeah, Roman was problematic, we'll say.
And now that's why he just runs a pub and hangs out with Kate, is because they can't have him do anything else without the fans going, well, what about when he did
Well,
this?
here's the thing. Kate would break a foot off in his ass. He tried to manhandle Kate. He's pulling back a bloody stump.
I did notice that
Okay.
about Kate. I remember a couple of weeks ago I said she was at that door with a gun, like
Yeah.
lightning, which means that she sleeps with a loaded gun underneath her pillow.
Yeah. Thank you. We're fun
Oh.
too. I am here every week and I have my own podcast network as well. And yeah.
Oh yeah, check it out, Petty Prattle. That's it. Let's
You
do
will
the let's
see.
do the sign up. It's almost 10:30 in the morning.
Let's jump off. We
I
all got
think I
things to
think
do
we're
today.
doing I think I think mom should be with us. I think we're doing GH2 though, 2 Pacific, because she had the grandkids today. I didn't confirm it. We've been in limited contact because she's been so busy.
Well, if you need, if mom says no, I just can't do it, give me a jingle.
I'll let you
I
know.
will be
I'll
Johnny
let
on
you
the
know, because I
spot for
know
you.
that you want to just sing the praises of GH,
Oh,
really.
after I finish this, Tony and I are recording our weekly GH recap. We're very excited. We have a, my agenda is agendaing. Let me tell you, it is, yeah.
Okay, well, give them the rundown, Angela. Where can they find all this prattle?
You can find us at pettyprattle.com, our website, soap news, info, spoilers, recaps, opinion pieces, polls. We got some really great interactive content coming soon. And then we also have our Patreon, Petty Prattle Podcast. We have a free tier, a $5 tier. The $5 tier, you get our pods a day early. We're going to have some more exclusive content on it as well. We have a YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. Petty Prattle. That's us, me and
Petty Pratt,
Tony.
check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out. And while you're doing that, like and subscribe. Like this video, subscribe to this channel if you haven't already done so. Share it with a friend. Maybe somebody who you think might enjoy Days of Our Lives and would enjoy 15 minutes of talking about days and 45 minutes of talking about whatever else that comes up. I'll follow the link tree that Cheryl has left in there, and that's going to take you to the audio version, video version of the podcast. Buy Me a Coffee is in there as well. So, click on all that. That's Angela. And I just want to point
That's
that
Matt.
out, because that's Angela. Mom ain't here. That's all right. Probably 2 p.m. Pacific time, probably. Keep an eye open to Twitter. Cheryl, why are you putting my YouTube channel in there? That's a good question. I don't know what's going on, Cheryl. Anyway, folks, get out of here. Class dismissed. We'll see you in a little bit for 10th floor General Hospital. I've been Matt.
I've been Angela. We've been missing Kat.
Yep. And we'll catch you next week for Days
We'll
for
see you guys next week.
Dummies. Bye.
Bye.